Now, some reaction to the Obama healthcare speech from Howard County, Maryland. That's the county near Baltimore that we visited earlier this summer to ask people about this issue. And joining me from the studio of member station WYPR in Baltimore are three Howard County residents. And first, we're going to hear from County Health Commissioner Dr. Peter Bielenson. Welcome to the program once again.
Thanks for having me.
You've been running a local wellness program for the uninsured that's very inexpensive, but you've told us that it's still too costly for many people. What did you make of President Obama's statement that just the way we have to have auto insurance if we own a car, we should be required to have health insurance?
Well, I think that is a bit of a problem. First, I should preface it by saying I'm a strong Obama supporter, and I thought his speech was excellent in general. But when you're talking about an individual mandate and looking at the bill that is likely to pass, including the Baucus bill, the subsidies are simply going to be insufficient to be able to allow working families to be able to afford to get their health coverage. We found, as you remember, our fees are about $600 to $900 per year. And under the subsidies that are being proposed in Washington, people making $50,000 to $60,000 a year may be expected to pay $4,000 to $6,000 to $7,000 a year to get their individual coverage, and that's simply going to be unaffordable. So I think it's going to preclude us getting to universal health coverage.
Well, what will happen if there's a mandate saying you have to have it, but you can't find a policy that you can afford?
Well, a couple of things. One, the penalties that are being talked about, at least in the Baucus bill that I've seen, the tax penalties are greater than our annual fee for Healthy Howard, which is a comprehensive program. So either people have to pay significant fines and still not get coverage, or they'll be put at tremendous fiscal disadvantage in order to be able to buy coverage.
We're going to turn now to Brian Jollis, who is an insurance broker in Howard County. Mandating people to get insurance means mandating more customers for you, no?
Well, I guess it would mean that. But, you know, our industry is as much on board as anyone in terms of reform. And, you know, we believe the bottom line is we have to get reform in place, but it just needs to be carefully thought out, and it needs to work well with what's already working. The president started out by saying we need to build on what's already working. And, you know, the bottom line is, as we proceed through this, I think we need to keep that in mind.
Can you imagine the insurance companies whose policies you sell to businesses saying, we used to be able to insure a family for $13,000 a year, but now we're going to be obliged to cover lots of riskier patients with pre-existing conditions, no caps on what we pay out on them. So everybody's going to have to pay more. Instead of $13,000, make it $14,000.
Well, the bottom line in the way insurance works is it is about looking at large numbers and being able to structure a plan that can work on the premiums that are being paid. So the conversation that's been happening in America has sort of changed to it's about keeping health insurance premiums down, but really it's about health insurance costs. And I think that's where, you know, the focus needs to be.
Well, speaking of health costs, we turn now to Vic Broccolino, who is the CEO of Howard County General Hospital. And Vic, last night, President Obama said this: if we are able to slow the growth of health care costs by just 0.1% each year, it will actually reduce the deficit by $4 trillion over the long term. Can Howard County General meet that target of reducing the rate of growth by 0.1% per year?
Well, absolutely can. My only question is where the $4 trillion came from. How many years out was the president projecting?
But, I mean, how long is the long term?
Yes. Is the long term 80 years, 100 years? What is it? $4 trillion is a massive amount of money. But admittedly, the costs have been going up at a rate that far outstrips inflation, as you know, and we do have to do something about that.
But even if there are new medical technologies that arrive on the market, and even if more people are showing up to be treated at the hospital in response perhaps to advertising, you think that the rate of increase could be slowed in the coming years?
Oh, absolutely. But I think the American public is going to have to be very patient. They are an impatient lot today. They want instant gratification. They want their MRIs, their CT scans, their blood work all done immediately. And I think that one way we're going to be able to reduce the rate of inflation in healthcare is to educate the public, if they're willing to be educated, and slow down that insatiable appetite for healthcare.
Well, now I'd like to hear from all three of you who are from Howard County. What your general sense is right now? Do you come away from President Obama's speech on health care more hopeful, more fearful, none of the above? Dr. Bielenson?
Definitely more hopeful after the town hall meetings, which granted got a little bit overblown by the media because there were a lot of town hall meetings that were a lot more moderate in temperature. I'm much more hopeful for something passing. I think we're going to get health insurance reform. I think we're going to get modest health coverage expansion. I thought the president strongly stressed the moral imperative that this is a basic human right. It's unconscionable that in our country we have 45 to 50 million uninsured. I would have liked for him to talk a little bit more about ways to save money, smarter medicine, evidence-based practices, the Commission on Medicare that he used to talk about ways of reducing fraud and abuse were great. I'm not sure if there's $500 billion of abuse and fraud, but there's plenty of money to be saved in having better health practices and paying doctors and hospitals, giving them incentives for providing good care.
Insurance broker Brian Jawless, are you also more hopeful or are you more concerned?
Well, I'm still concerned. I think he did a good job last night in giving a little bit of an outline. I don't know if I agree with the response by the Republican Party afterwards. I would have thought that the focus should have been more on not starting from scratch, but starting from where the president started at last night, building what is already working. The bottom line is that a lot of the things that I thought the president said last night were a little contradictory. He made a statement and he said, this is about having honest debate, not scare tactics. And then he went on and gave examples, which I don't think are representative of what happens in America, and certainly not in our state of Maryland. My insurance agency has about 300 group clients. We do a lot of service behind the scenes on the claims process, thousands of them, you know, over 25 years. And we might have a couple, maybe one or two scenarios that he described last night ever. And it's very unusual.
You mean people losing their coverage once they get sick or something of that sort, or being told they're capped out?
Yeah, in terms of the access to coverage, in the state of Maryland and 35 other states have similar reform action already in place, there's guaranteed issue medical insurance. So there's no pre-existing conditions. The cost, it's not cheap. Just wish there was a little bit more understanding by the American people of what actually does exist in the insurance industry today in most of the country.
Vic Broccolino, your sense of hopefulness or otherwise after the Obama speech?
Well, I think the speech went a long way to clarify some of the misconceptions that have surrounded the various plans and the basic concept as well. I think there is a lot of compromise that has to be achieved before the plan really progresses. I think the healthcare providers have to compromise, the consumers have to compromise, and the insurers have to compromise. And last, I shouldn't say last, possibly first, the Senate and the House have to compromise. The way Baucus and Pelosi are speaking now, they're not on the same page, and it doesn't seem that the twain shall meet. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Vic Broccolino, Brian Jawless, and Dr. Peter Billinson, thanks to all three of you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Vic Broccolino is the president and CEO of Howard County General Hospital. We also heard from Dr. Peter Billinson, who's the county's health commissioner, and from Brian Jawless, who is an insurance broker in that suburban county between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, Maryland.